What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Tuesday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And this podcast is always being brought to you by our friends at OmahaSteaks.com. The Juice promo code is available right now to get $89.99 pricing on the 24 burger package available right now at OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code Juice to take advantage of that. Well, I'm home really late. Much later than I normally get home. It's late on a school night. It's 12:30 Pacific time. So if you guys are a late night East Coast person wondering where the podcast is, apologize. Told you. I got people in town. We're going to be running around like crazy. It's going to be one of those crazy weeks as I thought I taped the podcast before I went out. It didn't happen. Now I'm taping the podcast after I came home. So apologize for the lateness and the tardiness, but well, 0-3 last night. Not good. So when you lose all three bets you make, it's a bad start to the week. Now, sometimes, not always, but sometimes when I go 0-3, I come back with a 3-0. That's the hope, obviously, to bounce back or at least go 2-1 and make a dent into the hole I put myself in to start the week. And it's kind of a bummer, but you know, it's just one of those things. The under was always the play for Philly. I mean, that number crashed once Maxey was out with an illness. I don't even know if he played, but he had an illness. Embiid is hobbled. Knicks win game two. Just way under. It was dead under game. I bet over 209. It was dead on arrival. Once I got up in the morning, I was like, okay, that bet's dead. Just given everything that happened in the line, totally crashed. So I knew I was on the wrong side there. Really surprised at Dallas. Very surprised. Huge win for the Golden Knights. Take home ice away from Dallas, scoring two goals in the first period, three goals overall, 3-2 after one in that game. They hang on to win a key game one, wide open hockey. I mean, the Western Conference has been so wide open. It's been stunning to see. Kind of a stinker of a game for Ottinger and company, for the goaltending, for the Dallas Stars. Big win for Vegas. And then the Yankees, 2-0 loss to the A's. I mean, 7-0 for the Phillies. The money line parlay should have been good. Yankees lose to the A's. Two-run home run in the top of the ninth. Lose the game 2-0. Just one of those days, right? You're just like, oh boy. Okay. So I like doing three bets in three sports. I like giving you guys a bunch of options as to what to bet on, and you can pick and choose, fade or follow, do whatever you will like. And it's funny. Somebody said something to me yesterday, and they were like, do you know how many content creators listen to your podcast for the work you do for them? I was like, wow, I guess I hadn't really thought of that. So if you are one of those people that watches this podcast to fade or follow, at least do me a favor and subscribe. At least do me a favor and leave a review. And at least do me a favor is go buy something from Omaha Steaks. If I'm going to do all the work for you and I'm going to hand you a pick you can fade or follow, and then you're going to turn around and go sell it to people, because I've seen all of it. I was told this happens now. People have been watching this podcast for years. They take this podcast and they sell the pick to their audience because they're a pick seller. Like, really? How do you do that? Like, how do you do that with a straight face? Like, how do you handle, like the level of integrity you are lacking is quite large, to be quite honest. If you're going to take my plays and my bets and then turn around and say, oh, Matt, you did the work for me, so now I'm going to use it and sell it. It's one thing if you take it and put it out there in the content space. Whole different story if you're going to actually like sell it to somebody. Like, I don't believe in pick selling. Never have. So you to take a pick that I don't believe in selling and then you go and sell it, even if you're betting the other side. Oh boy. I don't know, guys and girls. That's, I hope that's not happening. Okay. I was told that it is. I've been told it's been going on for a long time. This person knew for a fact this was going on. And I was like, really? They're like, yeah, it's been going on for years since you started the podcast back in July of 2020. People have been doing this, going to pick selling websites and taking your plays and selling your picks. Like, wow. Okay. But yesterday, I mean, hopefully you faded everything. You went 3-0. That's my job. I don't care if you fade or follow. Okay. I'm being dead honest. My job is not contingent on my record. My job is contingent on you guys listening and supporting the sponsor. That's what keeps this podcast free, right? That's what keeps me employed with Betting Pros now for going on, you know, this July will be our third year anniversary going on 4 years. So just keep that in mind. Okay. If you want to support the podcast, keep the podcast free. If you are, you know, siphoning my plays to go sell them to somebody else, do me a favor and go to Omaha Steaks, use the promo code Juice and buy something. Okay. Simple. Here's what we're doing today. Again, three bets in three sports. Let's start with the Minnesota Timberwolves laying 3, consensus across the board, 3 points here. Minnesota was 26-25-2 against the Western Conference. They're only 1-4 ATS over the last five games. That won the last game, and they won by 25 points over Phoenix. They're favored by 3. Zigzag theory, right? Here comes the big zigzag theory. Bet Phoenix. I can't do it. After watching the Knicks beat the Sixers last night, don't know if the zigzag theory exists anymore in the NBA. That building was so electric. Ant and company, they were so quicker to the ball than Phoenix. Phoenix looked slow. It looked tired. It looked not like a team that was ready to play. Now, maybe in game two, they come out and play totally differently. And maybe there is some regression when it comes to the offensive firepower for Minnesota. Do they win by 25? No, they don't. But it's one possession. It's three. I can't get over the way Phoenix played defensively. I just can't get past that. The numbers say bet Phoenix. I know. Take the 3 points. Can't do it. I'm going to lay it with the Timberwolves at home. Another home favorite. -3, Minnesota, 1.1 units, NBA play. Baseball bet. This is like a rinse and repeat here for a lot of these bets today. The Red Sox are at the Guardians. Tanner Houck on the mound for Boston. He just pitched against the Guardians. 2-0 win. Complete game, 9 innings, 3 hits, no earned runs, 9 Ks. Like, whoa. Now, he was at home. This is on the road. I understand you might go, well, Matt, I don't know. The Guardians are an over team this year. Yes, Ben Lively goes to the mound. He pitched in the same game that Tanner Houck did. We just saw this pitching matchup a couple of days ago on the 17th of April. We just saw this. It was at Fenway Park. But we just saw this. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs in the 2-0 loss to Boston on the road. Boston didn't hit the guy all that well. Left-handed starting pitcher, Ben Lively. Will Tanner Houck give up more than 3 runs? I don't know. Maybe not. Will he go a complete game? Probably not, but he's probably go for 7 innings, 2 or 3 runs. Will the Red Sox score a bunch of runs on the road? I don't think so. I mean, their offense really is feast or famine, but we've had 6 runs, 6-0, 10-7, 2-0, 5-4. So the Red Sox have only scored, and I went on the 5-4. I bet this under at Fenway Park and went over. It was 8.5 or it was 9. Yeah, it was 8.5 and it went over. Numbers 8.5 again. And again, I'm betting under. Maybe this game flies over. Maybe I'm dead wrong. But we just saw this pitching matchup a couple days ago with Houck and Lively. I'm going to say it's rinse and repeat. Under 8.5, 1.1 units. Red Sox and the Guardians, under 8.5. And finally, to the Avalanche and the Jets. 4 games have been played so far this year between the Avalanche and the Jets. All 4 have been won by the Winnipeg Jets, and all 4 have had 6 goals or more scored in these games. The first game in this series was a ridiculous 7-6 win for Winnipeg. Winnipeg has not lost this year, as I said, to Colorado. 4-2, 6-2, 7-0, 7-6. Now, Colorado, 19-16-6 on the road. 27-11-3 Winnipeg. While I lean towards Winnipeg, I don't think the Western Conference is going to have, even with Connor Hellebuyck in net and Georgiev in net, I think we're going to have up-tempo, high-scoring games in this series. Now, maybe the zigzag theory comes right back. I lean Winnipeg, but maybe it's Colorado's time. I think it's a coin flip on who wins the game. The total is 6. This is just, look, it can be a 3-2 game and I lose, okay? But I think 4-2 is really possible. I think if we push at worst here, maybe Colorado wins 4-2. Maybe Winnipeg wins 4-2. Maybe it's 5-2 or 4-3. But I have a hard time seeing this game staying under 6. Edmonton 7-4. Vegas 4-3. Winnipeg Avalanche was 7-6. We're just seeing offense in the Western Conference and not a lot of defense, not a lot of great goaltending, even though it is Connor Hellebuyck. I get it. Don't love Georgiev and net. I lean Winnipeg, but we're going to bet the over 6 for 1.2 units for Winnipeg and the Avalanche at -120. All right. 3 bets. Let's see if we can win 3 units and make up what we lost for yesterday on a Monday. for Tuesday, over 6, Winnipeg, Colorado, under 8.5, Red Sox and the Guardians. And we're going with the Timberwolves, -3 for 1.1 units. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, also being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.